listening, friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are coming to the second to last message from the series entitled Freedom from Fear.
我们现在讲到自由无惧这个系列信息的倒数第二个信息。
And I want you to use your imagination today.
今天的信息要请你发挥你的想象力。
I want you to imagine yourself driving a car along the road.
请你想象一下，你正沿着马路开车。
When all of a sudden a red light in your dashboard comes on.
突然，一个红灯在你的仪表盘上亮起来。
It says engine trouble.
显示着引擎故障。
Now here's the trick.
这就是奇怪的地方了。
A car keeps on running as good as ever.
一辆汽车如常的行驶。
It never stops.
没有抛锚。
There is no noise or knock.
没有噪音或者怪声。
There are no visible signs of trouble whatsoever.
也没有任何看得见的毛病。
Except for one thing.
就除了一样东西。
The dreaded light.
那令人担心的警告灯。
I am sure if I talked to you face to face, I would ask you, what would you do?
如果现在我跟你面对面说话，我就会问你，遇到这种情况，你会怎么做呢？
I would probably get varieties of answers.
可能我会得到各种不同的答案。
But if you are a non-mechanical like me,
但是如果你对机器不内行，就像我一样的，
you would go to the nearest mechanic and have the engine checked.
你会到附近的修车行去检查一下引擎。
Today, I would like to tell you that fear in your life is like that light in your dashboard.
今天我想告诉你，你生活中的恐惧就像这个仪表盘上的红灯一样。
Just as the light in your dashboard is connected to the engine, your fear is connected to faith.
就像仪表盘上的红灯连接在引擎上。你的恐惧也连接在信心上。
Fear is an indication that there is a problem with faith.
恐惧显示出你信心发生了问题。
When fear is up, it is a sure thing that faith is down.
当恐惧上升，肯定你的信心是下降了。
I want to show you this from the Word of God.
让我从神的话语里给你解释一下。
If you do have a Bible, turn to Matthew chapter 8, verse 23.
如果你有圣经，请翻到马太福音八章二十三节。
Jesus and the disciples got into the boat.
耶稣和门徒上了船。
And all of a sudden, a treacherous storm arose and threatened to destroy the boat and drown those who were experienced fishermen.
突然起了一场大风暴，几乎把船打沉。这些经验丰富的渔夫也差点丧命。
These men probably knew everything about the Lake of Galilee more than anybody else.
他们可以说比任何人更熟悉加利利湖的一切情况。
In the middle of their panic, they woke Jesus up.
惊慌之中，他们去叫醒耶稣。
He was sound asleep at the time.
那时主正在熟睡。
They yelled, "Wake up! Don't you care if we perish?"
他们大叫，醒醒啊，我们要丧命了，难道你不管吗？
Jesus said to them, right in the middle of the storm, and I don't want you to miss what he said.
请你不要忽略了耶稣说的话，他在风暴中对他们说，
You of little faith, why are you so afraid?
你们这小信的人啊，为什么胆怯呢？
Now, I want to tell you some facts about this cruise liner that was near disaster situation.
现在让我告诉你一些事实，是关于这次几乎酿成灾难的航程的。
First,
首先，
it occurred at night, which makes it more difficult to cope.
它发生在深夜，所以更难于对付。
They had to battle both the darkness and the storm at the same time.
他们必须同时对付黑暗和风浪。
Secondly,
第二，
there were no signs of a storm brewing when they embarked on their voyage.
当他们刚开船的时候，没有任何迹象显示会有风暴。
If there had been a slightest sign of a storm, these experienced fishermen would not have gotten into the boat.
哪怕最轻微的迹象显示暴风雨将要来临，这些经验丰富的渔夫都不会上船的。
Third,
第三
，They had no life jackets.
他们没有救生衣。
They had no life boats.
没有救生艇。
They had none of what the Navy call a mother ship to retreat to.
他们也没有海军的补给舰来救他们。
They had nothing.
他们什么都没有。
Where was Jesus during this time?
这时候耶稣在哪里呢？
He was having the best night's sleep.
他睡得正甜呢。
So they woke him up.
所以他们叫醒了他。
Listen to what Luke said.
看看路加怎么说的。
They yelled at him saying,
他们大声对他喊着说，
Wake up, wake up, don't you care if we perish?
醒醒啊，醒醒啊，我们要丧命了，难道你不顾惜我们吗？
Jesus got up and said,
耶稣起来说，
Ye of little faith, why were you so afraid?
你们这些小信的人呢、啊、为什么胆怯呢？
Now, if that was me, I would have said this to the Lord.
这时如果是我，我会对主说，
Lord, should you not stop the storm first, then talk to us about faith?
主啊，你不能先止住风浪后再跟我们谈信心的问题吗？
Shouldn't you just get us out of this mess first?
你不先救我们脱离困境吗？
But that's not how God works.
但神不是这么做工的。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
He knows that the moment he stops the storm, you will not listen anymore.
他知道一旦他止息了风暴，你就不会听他的话了。
The moment the storm passes, the listening time is gone.
风暴过了，听话的时机也过去了。
You will forget all about him until the next storm comes.
你会完全忘记主，直到下次风暴再临。
Someone said the following.
有些人这么说，
If I prayed as much on a daily basis as I pray when there is a storm in my life,
如果我每天的祷告都像在生命出现风暴时那么迫切的话，
I would be the greatest spiritual giant in the world.
我就会成为世界上最伟大的属灵巨人。
We are forgetful creatures.
我们都是健忘的。
And God wanted to teach them and teach us a very important lesson.
神要教导他们，也教导我们一个重要的功课。
He wants to grow us up.Before he intervenes.
他希望我们在他介入之前就能成长起来。
He wants to train us in order for us to know how to rule and reign with him.
他要训练我们，为了让我们知道怎样和他一起来管辖统治。
Most of us are anxious to see the hand of God.
我们大多数人急于想看到神的手所做的工。
We would say, God, work a miracle first.
我们会说，神呢，先给我们行一个神迹。
Deliver us first.
先解救我们。
Answer our prayer first.
先应允我们的祷告啊。
Help us first.
先帮助我们。
But that's not the way God works.
但这不是神做工的方式。
Many times he waits until he is sure that we have learned the lesson and passed the test before he will answer your prayers and hand you the diploma.
很多时候只等到他确定我们已经学会这门功课并通过考验后，他才回应我们的祷告，颁发毕业证书给我们。
I heard about a man who asked God the following question.
我听说有个人问神这个问题，
Lord, is it true that 1,000 years is like 1 second to you?
主啊，对你来说1000年如同一秒钟，是真的吗？
And he heard God to say, yes, this is true.
他听到神说，是的，的确如此。
The man then asked again.
这个人又问了。
Is it true, Lord, that $1,000,000 is just like $1 to you?
主啊，100,000美元对你来说如同1美元一样，是吗？
And he heard God to say, yes, this is true.
他又听到神回答说，是的，的确如此啊。
Then the man thought for a minute and said,
这个人想了想说，
Can I have one of your dollars?
那你能给我1美元吗？
And God said, just a second.
神说，等我一秒钟。
I want you to notice how the Lord Jesus Christ links fear with faith.
请你注意，主耶稣基督如何将恐惧和信心连接在一起。
Why is he linking faith with fear?
他为什么要把信心和恐惧联系起来呢？
Because he wanted his disciples and us to learn that no matter how fearful the situation may be, faith defeats fear.
因为他希望他的门徒和我们都能学会，无论在多么可怕的情势下，信心必定能胜过恐惧。
Faith overcomes fear.
信心可以打败恐惧。
And Jesus was asking them, where is your faith?
耶稣问他们，你们的信心呢？
Now I want to stop here for a moment and tell you a couple of things about me so that you don't think that I am just preaching to you.
现在让我暂停一会儿，告诉你几件关于我自己的事，让你知道我不是在这里纸上谈兵而已。
I don't want you to think that I really don't understand anything about fear.
我不希望你认为我根本不懂什么是恐惧。
Or just I am giving you a theoretical knowledge about fear.
或者我只是在讲有关恐惧的理论罢了。
In my life, I have been in situations where I knew raw, rash, naked fear.
在我生命的遭遇中，我知道什么是最原始、最直接、毫无掩饰的恐惧。
And I know fear to be the most demoralizing experience in human existence.
我知道对人类来说，恐惧是最让人灰心丧志的经历。
Until the day I die, I'll never forget standing in front of a very powerful man in a country.
直到我死的那天，我都无法忘记曾站在一个非常有权势的人面前。
Probably one of the most ruthless men on the face of the earth.
他可能是世界上最残忍无情的人。
And he looked at me and said,
他看着我对我说，
I can either kill you now or banish you in few minutes and I'll become a hero.
我可以立刻杀了你或者放逐你，我就会成为一个英雄。
I remember standing there shaking like a leaf on a tree.
我记得自己站在那里好像一片树叶似的颤抖着。
And I was saying to God,
我对神说，
This is not the great ministry that you promised me since the age of 16 when I committed my life to you.
主啊，我16岁就献身给你，但这并不是当时你所答应的伟大事工啊。
I cannot minister if you take me to heaven.
如果你现在就接我到天堂，我就无法服侍你了。
What I want you to know is that I understand the subject of fear.
我想要告诉你的是，我懂得什么是恐惧。
I believe these were all lessons that the Lord used to teach me in my early years how to take authority over the spirit of fear.
我相信这都是主用来教导我的，在我早年的时候，他就教我怎样获得权柄来对抗恐惧。
And I believe that this is what the Lord wants for all of us to learn as his children.
我相信这是主期望每一个属他的孩子都要学习的。
If you are a child of God, he wants you to learn to take authority over fear.
如果你是神的孩子，他就期望你能获得权柄来胜过恐惧。
When Jesus said to his disciples, Oh, men of little faith,
耶稣对门徒说，哦，你们这些小信的人呢？
I want you to put a circle around the word little.
请你在小这个字上画个圈。
Why are you so afraid?
为什么这么胆怯？
Now I want you to put a circle around the word so.
现在请你在这么这个词上画个圈。
In the grammatical construction of that sentence, these two words are very important.
从句子的语法结构上讲，这两个词语非常重要。
He was saying that faith and fear are on opposite sides of the seesaw.
他的意思是信心和恐惧如同跷跷板的两端。
When faith rises,
当信心上升时，
fear falls,
恐惧就下降。
And when fear rises,
而当恐惧上升时，
faith falls,
信心就下降。
The two are in inverse proportion to each other.
两样成反比例。
When faith is at 100%,
当信心是100%时，
Fear is at 0%.
恐惧就是零。
When faith is at 50%,
如果信心是 50%，
Fear is at 50%.
恐惧也是 50%。
When faith is at 20%,
如果信心是 20%，
Fear is at 80%.
恐惧就占了 80%。
You understand what I'm trying to tell you?
你理解我所要告诉你的了吧？
How do I know that?
我怎么知道那个呢？
It's right there in the grammatical construction of the sentence.
从句子的语法结构看就知道了。
The Lord Jesus relates the word little to the word faith.
主耶稣将小和信心连接在一起。
And he relates the word so to the word afraid.
他又将这样和害怕连接在一起。
But here is the good news of this rebuke.
但在主的责备中有好消息。
Fear cannot dominate faith.
恐惧无法掌控信心。
Fear cannot undercut faith.
恐惧无法消除信心。
Fear cannot destroy faith.
恐惧无法摧毁信心。
Fear cannot damage faith.
恐惧无法伤害信心。
No matter how frightening the situation may be.
无论形势多么可怕。
No matter how relentless the attack of the spirit of fear may be upon your life,
无论恐惧对你生命的袭击有多么的无情，
all that fear can serve is to cast a light on the situation of your faith in order to know where you stand.
但恐惧只不过是一束光投射在你的信心上，使你知道自己的信心有多少。
All that fear can do is reveal how strong or how weak your faith is.
恐惧只不过是显示出你的信心有多么强或多么弱。
Now I want to stop here for a moment and define faith.
现在让我给信心下个定义。
By faith, I do not mean faith in yourself.
说的信心，我不是指你的自信。
Or faith in your abilities.
或者对你自己能力的信任。
Or faith in your grit and wit.
或者你对自己毅力和才智方面的信任。
This is not the biblical faith that Jesus is talking about.
这不是圣经里耶稣所说的信心。
Neither is he talking about saving faith.
这也不是说得救的信心。
Saving faith is a gift from God that is given to you.
得救的信心是神赐给你的恩典。
Saving faith is the time when your spiritual eyes are open and you realize the enormity of your sin and your desperate need for forgiveness.
得救的信心是指你打开属灵的眼睛，发觉自己是多么的罪大恶极，并迫切的需要得赦免。
Saving faith is given so that you may believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him as Savior and Lord.
得救的信心使得你可以信靠主耶稣，接受他为你个人的救主和生命的主宰。
But the faith that Jesus is talking about here is the absolute trust and surrender to the trustworthiness of God.
耶稣在这里所说的信心是指对神绝对的信任和完全的顺服。
This faith is the kind of daily faith that opens your heart to receive whatever God wants to give you for that day.
这信心是每天都敞开你的心，接受神所赐予的任何东西。
Faith here is your daily living in utter dependence on the sovereignty of God in your life.
这里的信心是指在你生活中每天都对神的主权完全信赖。
Faith here means that even when things look bleak and dark,
甚至在灰暗阴森的局势下，
even when the storm is raging and is at its worst,
甚至在风暴最猛烈的时刻，
you are trusting totally that God is working his purpose out because he loves you.
你仍完全信靠神，因为神爱你，正按照他的旨意做工。
Listen to Proverbs 29:25.
请听箴言29:25.
Fear of man will prove to be a snare.
惧怕人的陷入网罗。
But whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe.
唯有倚靠耶和华的必得安稳。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means that faith is the trigger that activates God's blessings upon your life.
意思是说， 信心可以发动神对你生命的赐福。
Some years ago, I was talking to a friend.
几年前，我和一个朋友聊天。
He has been going through a tough time in his life of suffering and fear.
他刚经历过生命中一个又艰难又恐惧的时期。
And I was pointing out to him how fear was related to faith.
我告诉他恐惧和信心的关系。
And he snapped back at me and said,
他不加思索就回答说,
There is nothing wrong with my faith.
我的信心没有问题。
And he was quite right.
的确,他没错。
There was nothing wrong with his saving faith.
他得救的信心没有任何问题。
He was a man who truly committed his life to the Savior.
他是一个真正委身给救赎主的人。
But the problem was not with his saving faith.
但问题不出在他得救的信心上。
But it was with his daily living faith.
而是他每天生活中的信心。
I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell you very carefully. This is very important.
请认真地听我说，因为这很重要。
Daily living faith rises and falls.
生活中的信心起伏不定。
But your saving faith does not change.
但是你得救的信心从来不变。
Daily living faith goes up and down depending on how closely you're walking with God.
生活中的信心上下起伏，取决于你跟神的关系有多紧密。
But saving faith never changes.
但得救的信心从来不变。
When Jesus rebuked the disciples for their lack of faith,
当耶稣责备门徒缺乏信心的时候，
He was talking about their failure to trust him in the practical situation.
他是说他们在实际生活中没有能好好的信靠他。
Failing to trust him in this particular circumstances of their life.
没能在他们生命中的这个处境里信靠他。
Listen to what Paul said in 2 Timothy 1:12.
请听保罗在提摩太后书一章十二节那里所说的。
I'm going to let this bring us to a conclusion.
我想用这句话作为今天的结论。
I know whom I have believed.
我知道我所信的是谁。
And I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until the last day.
也深信他能保全我所交付他的直到那日。
Let me ask you this concluding question.
让我来问你最后的问题。
Can you say that with the Apostle Paul?
你可以跟保罗异口同声地说这句话吗？
Time has run out and I want you to keep asking that to yourself.
节目时间又到了，我希望你能不断地问自己这个问题。
And tune in next time as you will hear more about faith and fear.
请记得收听下次的节目，你会听到更多关于信心和恐惧的信息。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
我们下次节目再会，愿神大大的赐福于你。